Okay, so first, yeshiva world, if boys should indeed leave the second Seder early to light candles, bisman, yeah.
Could
it,
two questions. Could you be on Zoom?
Ria?
Yes.
No.
And also,
no.
When I was in Tells, Chicago, in the dormitory, we yaitzed like one candle, I think. The yeshiva stopped there.
Sakana, fire.
Fire.
Fire. No, that's a question of where you light. That's a question of where the boys light. I learned in Tarvi Das and Chaim Berlin.
Only one boy light. I mean one.
Okay, so in Tarvi Das, I was there many years. They have a dining room, and in the dining room they have a big table, which is silver foil, aluminum foil, and the whole works. And there's someone there watching, and all the boys who are in the dormitory, they light in the dining room on that table. There, that is in a very open, secure, guarded area.
Okay. Does one guy light for
everybody? No. Everyone lit their own. And I don't know what goes on in the yeshivas. That's what they did there. In Chaim Berlin, it's interesting. I don't remember what they did. I don't remember. I cannot imagine for the life of me they would let them in the dormitory. That would be unheard of. I don't know. I don't know what they did. I just don't remember what they did over there. Probably most boys do not dorm. Most boys, they go home. I really don't know. Well, maybe they didn't let them all together light. Maybe, like you said, I was in the dormitory, so I don't know what they did. But I don't recall seeing any Chan. They had a fire there also in Chaim Berlin many years ago. Someone died. So no yeshiva today is going to allow. I just went away for Shabbos to the hotel. So hotel, one of the biggest azharas they have on all of their papalach, the care that is, don't you dare even think of lighting Shabbos candles in your room. You light Shabbos candles in your room, we'll hang you up by your toenails.
No, the smoke alarm would go off.
Not necessarily.
Then you go on and crack up.
You don't even dare. Don't even have a Halloween. You know, you light candles, we'll throw you out like you won't know what happened to you. Okay, that's a safety issue. But let's put safety comes first. Obviously, safety first. No question about it. But let's talk about the basic. I remember I had a neighbor. His name was Gershon Ginsburg. He was mamish, a child to the Tinkerov. The Tinkerov, Zecher Tzarek Levracha, the old Tinkerov. Okay, and he mamish, he lived in his Dalai Lamas. He davened by him, that goes without saying, every Shabbos. His entire family, a very big family, that he went for the Pesach Seid to the Tengarov. He mamash lived in his Dalai Lamas, and he told me all of his minhagim. And one of the minhagim of the Tengarov, he was in America here. When he was nifter, he was a zokin. I don't know how old he was.
He was 100.
Yeah, and until his dying day here in America, where did he light his Hanukkah candles? On the dining room table. He didn't light in the window. He lit on the dining room table. Uveshas hasakana manichoy. He told me uveshas hasakana manichoy al shulchanoy v'dayoy. He grew up in very difficult circumstances. He lived his whole life, a good part of his life, what it means sakana. And when he came to America, nothing changed. He didn't put his Hanukkah menorah in the window. He put the Hanukkah menorah on the dining room table. No one saw it but himself and his family. So, you know, people who come from a different time, they have a different sensitivity, and they tell us the takon is not bottle. Or the shas hasakon is not bottle. And if you interpret the Gemara to mean that the mokoim of hadlaka is bottle, and the mokoim is totally in the zman. Why do you think about it? Why do you put it outside your front door? So the oivrim v'shavim should see it. When are the oivrim v'shavim going to see the Chanukah menorah? When they come back from work. It's all totally zeh b'zeh. If you're not putting it on your front door, outside your front door, that halacha is clearly bottled because no one is putting it outside. You're putting it by your window, your Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah says, you put it by your window, to Mekayim a little bit, the Erev Meshavim. The same way the Iker Takana is bottled in the Mokoyim, the Iker Takana of Zeman, of precise moment to light, is also bottled. It doesn't apply Bezman HaZeh. Okay, not everyone agrees to that. The Ramah himself said, doesn't say, the Ramah himself says it would be good if you would try at least to preserve the minig of Hussainu. Doesn't say the word Hussainu, but the minig, the ikar, the minig was to light it during this precise, the precise zman of when the sun sets and it gets dark, which we'll discuss in a few minutes exactly what that moment is. But again, you have a conflict. What's the conflict? I'm working. I can't come home until 8 o'clock at night. You have a conflict. What about if you're in yeshiva? There's a conflict. And this is something that clearly every year you see people struggle. The yeshivas all struggle. Maybe they feel guilty, maybe they don't feel guilty. But it is definitely a shame that people they leave. The whole purpose is to come and learn Torah. And you're going, you're leaving the Beis Medrash for what? To go at Hanukkah candles? You go light the Chanukah candles at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Why is it necessary to leave 4 o'clock and waste the whole day? And once you leave, no one's coming back. Let's be realistic. Okay, it's Chanukah party, the whole thing is ridiculous. So, and in fact, there are many yeshivas that don't let the boys leave. That's it. You're here to learn, you light your candles later, you light the candles later on. As they always say from Shmuel Birnbaum, I don't know, I think the near Mir, they did let the boys leave, and I think he was very upset, he didn't like it. But he said, we'd say that the last day of Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, is called Zois Chanukah. It's called Zois Chanukah because of the Kriyas HaTorah. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. So the last day of Chanukah, the eighth day, it gets the title Zois Chanukah. And he would say about the eighth day, Zois Chanukah. Because here the boys don't leave. There's no excuse. On the eighth day of Chanukah, you lit the candles the night before.
Because the whole thing of Chanukah was
Torah.
Was the Torah that they
the menorah represents so Torah Shebal Peh. And finally, they're staying for seconds. There's no excuse. Oh, I have to go to Chanukah party. I have to light my candles early. Excuse me, you don't light nine. There's no Sveka Diyoma on Chanukah candles. You only light eight candles. So the eighth candle was the night before.
2 weeks ago, you said there was sun lit it for 9 days. There are those.
Okay, there is such a thing, but the halachal ma'isa, we don't do it. There was a discussion years ago. There was a discussion about that. Why is it? Now, what would be if we were to be makbid, which people are, and it's this, if you're able to be makbid to light in the proper zman kol hakavod, that would be the ideal thing to do. What indeed would be the proper, the most precise moment to light the Chanukah candles? So this is a major, major machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says beferish you light with sunset, when the sun sets, not when it's dark outside. And one of the there are different variables which play major. Every halacha, every mitzvah in Torah has its own unique vocabulary, has its own unique issues. And one of the issues that's thrown out by everyone is there's something called shroga b'tihara mai ahanile, a candle in midday. Shrug means a candle. B'tihara, tihara in Aramaic means when it's bright outside. Mayahanile, of what benefit is there? What benefit do you get out of this? In the Beis HaMikdash, when they lit the Chanukah menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was lit at night. It was lit when it was still day. Here's where it gets a little complicated. It was lit during Plag Mincha, basically.
Right.
They lit the Chanukah menorah, Plag Mincha. And when did it last? It went from Plag Mincha all the way until the next morning, for 12 hours, in Ashmeres HaBoker, they would adjust the thickness of the wicks and the oil that it should remain lit for 12 hours, from an hour and 15 minutes, it seems. An hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. That's when they brought the Talmud. They brought the Talmud, did everything in one shot. The Talmud, the Ketores, and the lighting of the menorah, all done together. The order, I don't remember the different opinions of the exact order, how it was done, but basically they brought the Talmud Shel Ben Harboyim of the afternoon, together with the Ketores and the lighting of the menorah. It was all done before it got dark. So you'll ask the question, what's the purpose of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash when it's still day? Well, there, it's going to remain lit for the next 12 hours. It's going to burn through the night. Lighting in there, according to most of the Rishonim, they did not light the menorah during the day. It was a miracle that the Ner Ma'arav remained lit, but they did not light the menorah during the day because Shiroga B'tihara Mai Ahanile. What benefit is there to light a Ner, a Shiroga, during midday when the light? You light the menorah when it's dark at night, for practical reasons, the Torah demands that it should be lit at the end of the day when it's still light, and it should go throughout the entire night. The problem is, Chazal, we're not Misaken, that you should light your Hanukkah menorah the entire night. There's no such thing. You only have to light the Hanukkah menorah for a half an hour.
Are you allowed to put the light out after a half an hour?
Yes, you are. You are. You're allowed to put the light out. If you need to, yes, you definitely are. Now, you have to just know when the half an hour ends. Half an hour, according to some, we have a different Jewish man. It can be 45 minutes, it can be an hour. It should really remain, to fulfill all opinions, it should really, to remain lit a half an hour after Tzeis HaKoychavim. What is the definition of Tzeis HaKoychavim? Well, there are many opinions. Some will tell you it's 35 minutes after sunset, and some will tell you it's 72 minutes after sunset. So you have to accept upon yourself what you believe, what you accept to be sunset. Let's say for Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos is a little bit of an extreme, because Shabbos is a melacha d'oraisa. But let's say for Shabbos, you generally accept 50 minutes to be the time when you will do melacha when Shabbos is over. People, what you have to ask the person, when will you, when push comes to shove, when will you turn on the lights mitzvah Shabbos? So many people will tell you, well, I would, you know, usually it's not a problem, it's not an issue. I don't get home from shul until it's already 72 minutes after sunset. We daven ma'ariv in shul about 55 minutes after sunset. And, you know, it takes about 10, 15 minutes to daven ma'ariv. And then until I get home, it's already 72 minutes after sunset. So it's never an issue. But let's say I have an emergency. Let's say I have to go to the airport. Or let's say it's something very important. And I'm going to be davening Maariv at home, be a chidus. Or I'm going to go to a very early minyan for Maariv. You know, I'm willing to do melacha 50 minutes after sunset. If Moshe Feinstein says 50 minutes is called Tzeis HaKoychavim, it's good enough for me. Rav Moshe is confident that it's Tzeis HaKoychavim, I'll do melacha. Okay, that means you hold that Mitzvah Shabbos, Tzeis HaKoychavim, for melacha d'oraisa, is 50 minutes after sunset. So then, if that's what you hold, you'll do melacha, 50, that means that l'chatchil, it would be a nice thing if you could, to let the candles remain lit 30 minutes after those 50 minutes.
What's this
man now? No, I didn't look it up. I'll look it up later on. I don't know what this man is. I have to go look. I don't know. But after a shiur, we'll look up.
429.
429.
And the earliest says Chodav is 506.
506. So
and
that
will. Latest is like 600.
So you should let it lay. So there are people that will do malacha 45 minutes after shkia. They'll do malacha 40 minutes. Then there's also an issue that shiur, that measure of 50 minutes after shkia, is only for a melacha de'oraisa. But when it comes to a melacha din de'rabbanon, who says you have to be so machmir? 40 minutes is enough. 41 minutes is enough. So then the Chanukah menorah should only remain lit for only 30 minutes after 41 minutes. Okay, so you have to make a decision on your own. What do you consider to be the time of Tzeis HaKoychavim? That's how long it should remain lit. When do you light it? So let's look at all the different factors. First fact you have to keep take into consideration is a principle called Shiroga B'Tihara Mayahanile. There is no point in lighting a Hanukkah candle when it's midday. The purpose of lighting the Hanukkah candles is Kidei L'roisam. People should see, it's not like in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah that there should be light. That was the purpose. It was lit, the entire Hashem said light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It was lit at the end of the day, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, but it remained lit the entire night. When you light the Chanukah menorah, even though the Chanukah menorah is a zecher for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but it follows a different set of rules. It's not lit that it should be lit the entire night for 12 hours. It's lit that people should see it. In the Beis HaMikdash, no one even saw it. It was lit in the Heichel. No one's even allowed to go into the Heichel. Who goes into the Eichel?
Of Shraga Dihar Ramayahanile, what difference does it make? Ein lona reshus lehishtamesh
b'hem. You're not allowed to be, it's a very different rule. You're not allowed to use it for your personal benefit, but you have to see it. You have to see the Hanukkah candles. We have a principle that an hour and 15 minutes before sunset is already called the next day. So it says already the next day. You can daven Ma'ariv. A lot of things you can do, especially when it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan. So what about lighting Hanukkah candles an hour and 15 minutes before sunset? So there's no question, there are many opinions that say it's good. Look, Friday night, there you don't have a choice. Friday afternoon, when we light for Shabbos, when do you light the Hanukkah candles? An hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Now, how much oil do you need to put into the Hanukkah menorah? What? Halachic hours. An hour and 15 halachic hours before sunset. How much oil do you need to put into the Hanukkah menorah that is to be yotzei the mitzvah? So you can say, well, listen, if I can light the Hanukkah menorah an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, halachic hours before sunset, and I only need it to remain lit for a half an hour, so one can make a very strong argument, and which is in fact accepted by some poskim, that you can light your Hanukkah menorah an hour and 15 minutes before sunset and only have it remain lit for a half an hour and you yoytze, which means that... That's what I'm saying. You don't even need to do that. You can just, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, I light with the bracha and I only put enough oil to go for half an hour. So that means 45 minutes before sunset. We're not even talking about when the stars come out. Okay? The gap between the 45 minutes before sunset, my Hanukkah menorah already is out, has expired. You yoytze the mitzvah. Why? Because what is the halacha? The halacha is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset is already considered to be the next day. Hanukkah menorah only demands that you should remain lit for a half an hour. And it doesn't have to be lit. If it goes out by itself, it's also good. As long as al derech hateva, you put in enough oil for it to last for half an hour. So think about this. It's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. I put in enough oil to last for exactly half an hour. I make a bracha. I light the bracha. And then 30 seconds after I light the candle, it goes out. Why? I don't know. Some crazy reason. Are you yotze the mitzvah? Yeah. You can't tell me you're not. Did you do lechatchil? No, you didn't do lechatchil. But are you yotze the mitzvah? Yeah. It's an hour and 15 minutes. And it only remained lit for 30 seconds. Well, an hour and 15 minutes is ready the next day. And you put in enough oil for a half an hour. And you lit it. It went out kavsa. Ein zokiklo. What's the problem? Why is it that the majority of the poskim don't like this? They're not going to necessarily tell them that yoytze, but they don't like this. It just doesn't smell right. Because Hanukkah has an additional principle. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to light a candle. What's the purpose of the candle? People should see the candle. Shiraga b'tihara maya hanile. No one sees the candle. No one even notices. There's a candle lit. See, it's worse than Shabbos. Let's talk about Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos candles. Why do you light Shabbos candles? So there are two reasons. Number one, Shalom Bayis. When you come home, there should be light illumination in the Bayis. But that's not even the main reason. The main reason is Kavod Shabbos. You do something Erev Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. And that's the hotel heaven. Why in the hotels do they light, where do they light candles in the hotels? In the lobby. Not even the dining room. They light them out in the I don't go to hotels, but the two, three times in my life I went to a hotel, and you see it's lit, they light in the lobby. What's the lobby? That's not where you sleep, and it's not where you eat. And sometimes the lobby is very, very far away from both. It's not anywhere near where you're eating. Where you're eating the soup, you can't even see it. You can't see in the dining room where your candles are. No way. You can't see. You have to go to a 5-minute walk. Were you sleeping? You can be sleeping at the other end of the hotel. You're not nowhere near. Mm-hmm. How are you yoytze the mitzvah of hadlokas neir shabbos with the bracha lighting in the lobby? And this is universal. Sakonis nefashos. Oh, so you can tell me all the lomish answers. You turn on the light. All right, thank you very much. You turn on the light.
What? Go back to your wife's candles. And look at the candles.
No, who does that? No one does that. No one does that. It's mamish yechidim shav yechidim that do this. So we're moish as a tshuva.
They line it in the lobby because the people at the counter can see in case it's a problem.
They can't. What? Who can see?
The people at the counter in a hotel.
Right.
There's people standing there.
But they're not even Jewish, those people.
Yeah. No, they're watching. They're watching in case of a fire. They're making sure it's safe. That's all.
Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the
I know,
real,
but that's why they lie in the lobby for
safety.
Safety, yeah.
Right. So very nice. We do it for safety, 100%. So so if you go to a hotel, you just shouldn't light candles. Period. Tell someone to make it. Someone you can't light. You can't do the mitzvah. The most you can do is tell someone else when you live. When you light candles for Shabbos, have me in mind. I should be yoitz with your lighting in the candle. Person in the hospital. Achlan Mutzla. They can't light candles in the hospital. Why would they give you these LEDs? Yeah, you have these LEDs. Yeah, so it's a nice thing. It's in the spirit, of Shabbos. What, in Hadassah, do you like candles, real candles?
Yeah, that's what they...
All right, I know what
generally, it's dated Shabbos, and she said there was a place out in the hallway.
Rav Moshe says a Yisoid. He says a Yisoid. This is a halachic Yisoid. The purpose, there are two reasons why we light Shabbos candles. Number one, light, which you can't really be fulfilling in these situations. And I know all the answers, you're lighting, when you turn on the lights in your hotel room, you have kavana l'shem Shabbos. All right.
Not anymore.
Because they're all LEDs, and they're under control, not even under your control, right? So Rav Moshe says, the purpose of lighting is not only l'chvayit Shabbos, is light. It's to do an act on Friday l'chvayit Shabbos, like a yardside candle. What do you get on the yardside candle? You light the yardside candle, kiner l'kim nishmas adam. It's a zecher. It's a zecher. They tell me a Kabbalistic thing, I don't know about Kabbalah. It's a zecher. You light a candle with zecher. You do something to show, I acknowledge, that tonight is Shabbos. How do you acknowledge on a Shabbos? I light a candle. And lighting a candle, I am acknowledging that in an hour and 15 minutes, or in 18 minutes, or 45 minutes, or whatever it is, it's going to be Shabbos. And the Chazal told me to do this act, make a bracha, in order to be aware that in a couple of minutes, it's Shabbos Kodesh. Do I need to be nene from the light of this candle? Well, if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. So therefore, I'm saying, it's not a problem. You go to a hotel in a chanami. You're not going to have the element. You have to. It's a sacrifice to go to a hotel. What can I tell you? It's a sacrifice. You know, one for the team. You go to a 5-star hotel and pay a small fortune. No, you got to make a sacrifice. You're not going to be able to be nene from the aura of your Shabbos candles on your dining room table. It's not going to happen. But you're not making a bracha levatala. That you're not doing. Because when you light the candles in the lobby far away from civilization, when you light those candles, you're doing an act of lighting a candle l'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh. L'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh. You can't say that when it comes to Chanukah. Don't confuse Chanukah with Shabbos. Chanukah, you know when you light that candle? Someone better see it. Someone better see it. Now, I'm not going to be nene. I don't light it by my dining room table and eat. But no. But someone can see it.
An outsider, or you can see it also?
Anyone.
A goy?
No, a goy not. Goy not. Goy, is there an Indian of Hidur that a goy also see? That's a machloek is a place. If the Chanukah candles, if goyim see, does that enhance the mitzvah that goyim see it? It's not so simple. Stav or not, doesn't seem like it. But who says who? They can't say no. But someone has to see it. Okay, someone got to see it. Okay. Now, when do you light Shabbos candles Friday afternoon? An hour and 15 minutes before Shabbos begins. Why? Because I'm preparing for Shabbos. I'm preparing for Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. Chanukah candles, no preparation for Chanukah. You're lighting the candle. Someone should see it. Oh, excuse me. The sun is still shining. 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Go try drive down the highway in the wrong direction. You'll be blinded. Okay? You're not going to be able to see Dalai's in front of you. This Shraga Bitihara Maya Hanilei. So what are you getting out of this? You're going to light your Shabbos, your Hanukkah candle 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. And you're going to tell me it's no worse than Shabbos. Shabbos, Friday afternoon, I'm lighting my Shabbos. I'm in a hotel. I lit it. I go into the dining room. I go to my hotel room. I never saw it. I lit it. But I was yoytze because 1 hour and 15 minutes, it's already in the tekufa of Shabbos. That may work very well. That may work very well for Shabbos, but it's not going to help you for Chanukah. Chanukah, someone has to see it. And if it's still light outside, we have a new principle, a new vocabulary, a new theme that only applies to Chanukah, that does not apply to Shabbos. And that's what everyone is obsessed with. Shiroga bitihara maya hanilei. A candle in midday, of what benefit is this? No one's going to notice it. No one could care less about it.
So why don't we light the candle?
Yeah.
Like we do Shabbos.
Yeah.
And when it comes, but here, when it's Shabbos, when you come home from shul, like the women, probably rise.
No.
Oyve
lasi asan. The bracha has to be made before you do the maisa hamitzvah. You can't do too late to do it. It's not a hit. You can't do it. The bracha has to be made before you do the maisa lakah. Shabbos, it's
that's
still called oil because it's still the time
to
light it. Shabbos, because no, there's impossible because there, what are you going to do? Like, that's the oil. You're going to make the bracha. Once you make the bracha, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. You don't have that problem with Chanukah. Chanukah, there's no Isimolach on Chanukah.
But if you're saying it might not be the right time, an hour and 15 minutes before.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. We have to think about that. You're asking a good question, but you have to think about it. When the proper moment to make a bracha? When is the proper moment? You might forget. You're going to go away from the candles, come back, who's going to make the bracha? Hadlaka, it's over last year, so maybe it's too late to make the bracha to begin with. L'chor, it's already too late to make the bracha. Getting the hana. You're not allowed to have the hana. The halakha, even if either hadlaka or hanacha, both of them have been done long ago. Long ago. Also, there's a massive hefsek. It's not possible to make the bracha. Look, they ask a question. When you see a monkey, you're supposed to make a bracha of Mishana Habrios. When you see a monkey.
But you saw them.
We see monkeys every day. When you make a bracha. So, how come no one makes a bracha when they go to the Bronx Zoo? Did you ever see someone in the Bronx make a bracha? The person can say, don't make a bracha. And they tell you, why not? The halacha is you only make a bracha on a monkey once in your life.
Some people it is
once. Once in your life. Okay. So most people, when they were children, they went to the zoo. Most people, when they were children, they already saw a monkey. Did they make a bracha when they saw it for the very first time? I don't know. Maybe they didn't. Now, when you go to the zoo as an adult, you take your children to the zoo, even though you may not have seen a monkey in 30 years, you don't make a bracha. Because you already saw a monkey once. And you saw a monkey once in your life. Oh, you'll tell me, I didn't make a bracha then. 30 years, I didn't make a bracha. I didn't know the halacha. Sorry, buddy, it's too late. You only have one chance to make a bracha on a monkey. There's a hefsek between the hadlaka, and you wanted to make the bracha later on. Okay, so this becomes an issue. Again, so therefore, here's the problem. What was our argument? You should light 1 hour and 15 halachic hours before sunset is already the next day. You can daven Ma'ariv, you can be mekabel Shabbos. For mitzvah d'rabbanav hadlokas neros, it's already the Zman. And that the proof that it's already called the Zman is that's what we do on Friday. Friday, you're not going to light candles Friday night, so when do we light the Chanukah candles? We light it Friday afternoon. If that's the case, and the halacha only demands that it be lit for a half an hour, so let it be lit for a half an hour towards the end of the day. And as far as it being seen, you'll see it, and your B'nai Bayis will see it. People in the street will see it. So the answer is there's a new principle that comes into play in Chanukah, and that is The purpose of lighting the candle is to notice it. It should be noticeable. If lighting a candle during the day is considered in this world a waste of time, a waste of money, it's a waste because sheroga b'tihara maya hanilei, it violates the entire mitzvah. It destroys the whole principle. You're right, it's already the night. An hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets, you're already part of the next day. I give that to you. But the purpose of lighting the Chanukah Ner is to see it. It's not like Shabbos, where the mitzvah is to do an action in honor of the coming Shabbos. It should be seen. In the Welt, do people see Neros when it's in the middle of the day and the sun is shining? They don't even see it. It's not called Ein Lanu Rishus Lehishtamesh Me'ela Liroysam Bilvah. This is not called a Liroysam. We're not allowed to use it, we have to see it. You see it? That's called seeing in the world. Is this called seeing in the world? I'll tell you, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. What are you wasting? What are you doing over here? The sun is shining and you're lighting a candle. Who needs the candle? What benefit is there to the candle? This is not called Ela Liroysam. So what is the only solution? The only solution is to let the candle remain lit, put in enough oil that it should remain lit until you get past 30 minutes into the zman, whatever the zman is, whatever the earliest zman. That's the benefit. The benefit is you light it, you can make a bracha. Why can you make a bracha? Because now it's already the night, and I've put in enough fuel that it will remain lit during the night when people will actually see it. So that is a little bit, yeah, that the person lights an hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets and no one even sees, and it's a little fair of an hour. You can't say it was a bracha levatol. That you can't say. But it's certainly not the way to do the mitzvah. The way to do the mitzvah is that the candle should remain lit a half an hour past the zman of when it is supposed to be lit. Now, when should it be lit? So when indeed is the real time that it should be lit? So here comes the big issue. The Rambam and many others say the time to light the candle is when the sun sets. And you're going to ask the same question we just asked. When the sun sets, there's a lot of light outside. The sun set. There's plenty of light. It takes, here in New York, it takes a good 25 minutes to even notice the sunset. Okay? And then when it begins to get dark, you know, from 25 minutes until about 40 minutes, it gets dark. You don't even notice that. So it has to say, Shiroga b'tihara mayahanilei. So what benefit is there in the Rambam telling us that the Iker Zman to light the candles when the sun sets, when it's still plenty of light outside? So the answer is that it's true. There's light outside, but that's not called b'tihara. B'tihara is a word which means in its purity, it means the ball of the sun is above the horizon. When the ball of the sun is below the horizon, it's true. You don't need the light. You don't need it. I don't need there to be a candle, but you notice it. It's a very delicate balance. And in fact, the Rambam and others really say, this is the time when you must light it, so that it's noticeable that this is L'Shem Ner Chanukah. In other words, if you wait until the stars come out and someone sees there's a light, you just that's illumination. Everyone has in front of their front door a fixture, a light fixture. Shouldn't trip on the steps. When you go up and down the steps, you should see there are steps. Mm-hmm. When you walk in the street, look, the city has street lights wherever you turn. Baruch Hashem, we live in a modern city. There are street lights. So if you walk in at night, after it says Sakha Chavim, 6 o'clock in the evening, and you see a candle lit, that's not a Chanukah menorah. That's not Pirsumi Nisa. That's illumination. The city is paying that there should be illumination in the street so no one should fall down and trip and hurt themselves. When is the sweet spot that it's no longer called Shiroga B'tihara Mayahaniway, plus there's Pirsumi Nisa? It's exactly when the sun sets. When the sun, the ball of the sun has gone below the horizon, you can no longer tell me that it's now Shiroga B'tihara Mayahaniway. You see the Ner. You see that now because the ball of the sun, it's not blinding you anymore. You can take your dashboard and put it back up. Okay, the blind, whatever you call that thing, you can put it back up. It's not going to blind you anymore. There's no ball. So it's no longer shraga biti haramaya. But you don't need it because there's still light. So why are you lighting a candle? Why are you lighting a candle? Oh, it's Hanukkah. Persine Misa. So this moment of sunset is the ideal moment. It's the Lufi Rama. It's the sweet spot. It's no longer a shraga biti hara. And it's no one would ever make a mistake. And I think the reason why you lit a candle is because of illumination, because it's too early for the illumination. The street lights don't go on yet. The street lights wait until it gets dark before they go on. So now there's a real Pesume Nisa.
And
the half hour is the amount of time, that's, I guess that's a significant Zman. It's half an hour is considered to be a Zman of significance. Of I don't know, it Chazal made up the Zman. It's a Zman of endurance. A half an hour, I don't know. I don't know why specifically 30 minutes.
My initial mitzvah, according to what you're saying, is that first second of lighting it.
No, it's a half an hour. The mitzvah is mamshech for half an hour. And that is why you have to have enough oil for it to go for half an hour. If it goes out, you're not responsible.
So I had my mitzvah in that first second.
Yes, yes.
That it was already all done, proper.
In the half for the moment the ball of the sunset. That's the Rambam Shulchan. There's many rayas around. What are the rayas? The rayas are there are three rayas. The Gemara. Really, the problem is the rayas come from Medrash, and this itself is a dilemma. This itself is a very big dilemma. When how far you're allowed to use Medrash to prove halacha. The Rizman was very big into this. Very big into this when it comes to tcheles. Very interesting sugya about most of the rayas they have today, that the murics, today everyone has the murics, the tcheles, the tzitzis, those who wear tcheles today, 95% wear the dye that comes from a snail called, I don't know the fancy name for it, trunculatus, trunk, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the first part of it, it's called, they call the murics, and most of the rayos that the snail is, it comes from Divrei Agoda, Midrashim, not from Divrei Halacha. There are halachic sections in the Talmud and there are agadic sections. There are Midrashics and Medrash Agoda, Medrash Halacha, and a lot of the Mukaris are from Medrash Agoda, not from Medrash Halacha. In fact, the Medrash Halacha seems to indicate that there's no way in the world the mirrors can possibly be the real tcheles. So Rabbi Rise, one of his pet peeves is this thing is problematic. The mirrors is many gedolim obviously disagree because they wear it, and many don v'dasen. Rabbi Rabelski used to wear it, and then Rabbi Chaim Zalman Greenberg used to wear it. Many gedolim wear it, so they obviously don't agree with this. But it is a very big problem. Where do you allow Medrash Halacha to enter into the arena of Halacha? Chazal are very clever. They didn't mix the two. They didn't make one body of work which has Agoda and Halacha. They separated. The Gemara, the Talmud drew from the body of work. What preceded the Talmud? What preceded the Mishnah? What preceded the Mishnais was this body of work called Medrash Halacha, the Tosefta, the Sifrei, and the Mechilta. That's that the Mechilta is on Shemos, the Tosefta, otherwise known as the Sifra, is Vayikra, and the Sifrei, B'loshen Rabbim, two books, Sifrei is Bamidbar and Devar, a body of work of Halacha, only Halacha. That's why there's no Medrash Halacha in Bereishis, because there is no Halacha in Bereishis. And the Mechilta starts with B'shalach, Chayzeh Lechem. And then Chazal, the same people, made what's called Medrash Halacha, which is Medrash Rabba, and other Midrash. And there are other parallel books. Why didn't they mix the two together? Why didn't they blend them together? Obviously, Hayim Luchud V'Hayim Luchud don't cross the double line. Don't go into the wrong lane. So here's the problem. In the world of Agada, it says, that when you light the Chanukah candles, and where are you holding? You're holding the Chanukah menorah, the menorah is on your left, on the right is the mezuzah, and it says, and you're in the middle wearing tzitzis and tefillin. Two midrashim. One medrash says you're wearing tzitzit. It's another medrash you're wearing tefillin. Excuse me, you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin at night. You're supposed to take off your tefillin at night. There's no mitzvah to wear tzitzis at night. We paskin tzitzis and tefillin is a mitzvah, sensei hazman gromo. Women are exempt because you don't wear it. Ureisem oisoi. Nighttime is not, even it says ureisem oisoi. Look at your tzitzis. Tefillin is also v'shamarta es hachukah hazos l'moadot miyomim yomima. Day and not night. And then there's another halacha that says that you're supposed to burn, that you're not allowed to use what's called shemen sreifa for ner shamas, which means truma. What happens if you have truma and the truma became contaminated? Are you allowed to use the shemen sreifa that you're supposed to burn? If truma became contaminated, you have an obligation to burn it, to destroy it. Are you allowed to use the shemen sreifa for Shabbos candles, Shabbos illumination? Absolutely not. Because since the whole purpose of the Shabbos is to derive benefit, you may by mistake come to derive benefit from the Shemen Shreifa. Are you allowed to use Shemen Shreifa for Hanukkah candles? Yes, you are. You know why? Ein lanu rishus l'shtamesh bohem. Now, open up Shulchan Aruch. When do you burn Shemen Shreifa? Person has teruma, real teruma, and someone happened to touch it. Who's a sheni, a real sheni, and made it into a shlishi. You have an obligation to burn it. When do you burn it? You burn it by day. Anything that relates to kachin has to be burned by day. You don't burn shemen shreif at night. So what's going on? It says in the Gemara, that it says in the Medrash, that you should wear your talis, when you light the Chanukah candles, you light the Chanukah, you should be wearing your talis and tefillin. Talis and tefillin you wear by day, not at night. You can use Shemen Shreifa, and by using the Shemen Shreifa for your Hanukkah candles, you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Shreifa, of burning the contaminated oil. When do you do that? By day. When do we light Hanukkah candles? At night. When it's already past, usually, say it's prior time to come from a shul, you go wherever, it's dark outside. You're not wearing tefillin at that time, and you're not supposed to be wearing a talis either at that time. And you're not allowed to burn Shemen Shreifa at that time. So how could all of these Amar Chazal tell you that when you light the Hanukkah candles, there's the mezuzah on the right, the ner is on the left, and you're in the middle with your talis and tefillin? Excuse me, Shachris was over a long time ago, and the Shemen that you're using is Shemen Shreifa. Obviously, we're still holding in the middle of the day. The day is not over yet. How could it not be over yet? Well, the day is over with Tzei Saka Chavim. So it's not yet Tzei Saka Chavim. But Ashroga Bitihara Mayahanile. What benefit? You're supposed to see the Hanukkah candle. You light it in the middle of the day, you're not gonna, that's not called looking. And on the other hand, it has to already be, you're lighting Hanukkah candles for the next night. Yeah, an hour, once the sun sets, that's called Shkia. You're already into the halachic next day, but you can still wear tefillin. You can still wear tefillin. You can still be mekayim the mitzvah of shemen shreifa. It's twilight zone. It's not being a shmoshes. That's another thing you meant. It's a very, this is what the Rambam says. That's why the ideal time to light it is when the sun sets. The Rambam does not necessarily hold that the day is not over yet, but you already plag mincha. You're ready into the next day. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the Chanukah, they lit the menorah already earlier than that, for the next night. It's the sweet spot. That's the spot. And many Rishonim hold, that's the ideal time. In Eretz Yisrael, that's the minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag in most of the Eretz Yisrael is to light Chanukah candles with sunset. In America, that's not the minhag, because in America, it takes a very long time for it to get dark. So in America, there is a very big machlokes is when there's the ideal time. So basically, a lot of people do is they light it like approximately 15 to 25 minutes after sunset. And that way, you're in a zone that is already within a half an hour of Tzei Sakri Chavim and within a half an hour of sunset. So you want to overlap, and you want to light it during the time which is in the half an hour that you can say it's within a half an hour of sunset when the stars come out, and it's within a half an hour when the sun has set. So let's live for the sun sets whatever time. So let's go to the end of that time. Let's go 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Already 20 minutes is already within a half an hour of, let's say, an earlier zman of say sakoy chadim. So it's a sweet spot of being within the shiur of 30 minutes, covering many different areas. And that's only a lichatchis v'lichatchila. But like it was mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, but the evet, since the zman hazeh, it's sakona. We are holding in a zman with a shas ha-sakona manichoy al shulchonoy v'dayoy. And the same way no one today is makbid lit mechutzar is to put it outside the bayis, the makam. No one is makbid with a hakpada gemura to light it in the precise zman. You can light it a little bit later, as long as obviously there is someone in your home that will be able to see it. All right, we'll stop here. One more.
The Rambam says at Shkia.
And
but not no hay necessarily there.
No, not in America.
Bye-bye.